Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, we're tracking the upper low. I'm saying that all week. Now, eventually, it will move offshore, but that's going to linger even in the next week. And that could be some problems in the tropics. More on that in a second. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about the upcoming weekend and also Memorial Day. You're listening to the Weather Insider podcast for Thursday, May 26th.
Doesn't count. You totally just looked at the date.
Yeah, I realized there's actually a calendar on my right. Did you see me look over that?
I never noticed
I just noticed that the other day. Oh. And I was like, now I never have to memorize anything.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know
there's
whether.
There's a calendar right above your head, too.
Glad that I pay attention.
Yeah, I didn't know that was there either. I've only been in this room for like years.
Yeah. You know what? I'm new. I still get a little pass on this one. You get nothing.
Yeah, but
like
that's
it.
Like right in your eyesight.
Okay, but I'm not looking there.
Okay, well then.
I'm staring straight into this microphone that I'm about to take a bite out of.
She's watching me. Twirl my pencil.
Not well, by the way.
Not well. You know, did you ever see those drummers that they can twirl their stick?
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn that, but right now, as Jeff Cornish told me, it's very underwhelming.
It is very underwhelming.
It's very underwhelming.
I wouldn't want to hear you play the drums.
No. Well, I'm not musical at all.
You?
None.
Shocking.
I have no creativity in me. What's drawing? I do have a good voice. We know that. My 9-octave voice,
stellar.
Like Pat Benatar.
You would break the microphone just by singing.
I absolutely would. I have sung on air now and then.
Now and then, yeah, that's
true. We only
true.
Do that on special occasions, though.
Like days that end in Y.
Yes. let's talk about this upper low.
Yeah.
Finally, it will move offshore.
Okay.
That's the good news. It will move off the mid-Atlantic coast, I think Sunday morning, late Saturday night, Sunday morning. And that's important because with this upper low, we have rain. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've severe weather. We'll be talking about that over the next couple of days on the AccuWeather Network. But once that leaves, it's like an on-off switch. The nice weather switch is turned off. But when that leaves, it turns on and you go from cloudy and wet and cool to just sunny and beautiful.
I said it like 3 times this morning. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
So your Saturday might suffer a little bit, but it's a 3-day weekend for many people. Sunday, Monday, way nicer. Not only nicer, hotter. We're talking about expanding heat from the south central up into the northeast by the time we really get to more Monday than Sunday. But it's going to get nice and toasty as we head into Memorial Day weekend.
And the improvement begins in the Midwest.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Thank goodness.
Then on Saturday and then by Sunday, watch out. There's going to start being some strong thunderstorms in the upper Midwest. There may be some severe weather with that Sunday into Memorial Day. We were looking at the Indy 500. That looks fantastic.
Awesome.
On
and
Sunday.
And
yeah.
This is something I was talking about on air earlier. If you don't know a lot about racing, NASCAR, IndyCar, Formula One, I'm going to be honest. I don't know a lot about racing, but I do know a lot about weather for racing. Mm-hmm. I've covered this extensively. We had a race in Nashville when I was there. It was really cool, actually. They raced through the city. It was really neat.
Oh, really? Is that Indy? That had to be Indy.
It was an Indy car race. Yeah. It was very cool. But what I learned is these cars, they're meant to go so wildly fast that they don't have much in the way of tread on their tires. Yeah. So you literally cannot have a single drop of rain on the track or else they will shut down the race at least for a few hours until the track is completely dry, because any rain could be very dangerous for drivers, any moisture that could create issues with the tires. So something to consider, but good news for the Indy 500, it does not look like we're going to have rain. It's going to look sunny, couple clouds, and I believe, if my memory serves, 84 degrees.
Yeah, 84. By the way, opposite along the West Coast, in the Northwest, and that trough, and you know, this is what we've seen so many times. These troughs have come in, produced some rain and mountain snow in the Northwest and the Northern Rockies, but they don't get far enough south to produce any rain in the Southwest. But you know what they are doing? They're coming far enough south to produce what? Wind. Here we go again. Sunday into Monday, I think the fire danger, I don't know if it's extreme it's at least going to be critical. If, yeah. Listen, let me put it. There's going to be fire danger. Here comes the wind. So that's going to be bad for New Mexico Sunday and the Monday.
You know what stinks, too, is even the days where the fire danger has been down over the last, let's say, 3-4 weeks, there's still been new fires started. There's still
because
been
it's so dry.
These fires. Yeah. So it's not great news for New Mexico. But I will say the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire did not grow an acreage from yesterday to today. That's great news. It's up another. And I know this doesn't sound like a lot, but it is 4% in containment. It was 42% yesterday, 46% today. We will take any help we can get with these fires, at least for now, considering the fact that at the start of the week, I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse with the wind. So, yeah. You know, take what you can get. Obviously, these firefighters are working their butts off to try and contain these fires. It's just hard.
Heat expands into the Midwest. And, you know, I posted this on my Twitter account. When you get these upper level highs, you look this time of the year, you look what I call underneath the belly of the upper high, pretty far south. For tropical development, what's going to happen is this trough that's going off the coast is going to split, and you're going to see a piece of that upper trough set up off the Florida coast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it may get into the Gulf of Mexico around that upper level high. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you've got moisture from the Pacific coming in from the East PAC, where there may be a storm. Some of that gets into the Bay of Campeche early next week. So I think from the middle part of next week on, look out in the Gulf of Mexico and look out in the Northwest Caribbean. Something's going to try to form. And if it doesn't do it with the upper high on the underneath the belly of the upper high, as I like saying that, as we get into the weekend, you get a different pattern, but you still have to worry about development because you get one that upper high in the Midwest retrogrades back mm-hmm. all the way across Mexico, and then you have a new upper high in the Caribbean. So in between, what do you have? A trough. Mm-hmm. And with the trough, you start getting thunderstorms form on the eastern side of that trough in the Gulf and the Caribbean. And then that's another way you can get development. We are living on borrowed time in the tropics. We're going to get. I was talking to Paul Pasluck, Dan Kautlowski, our long range forecaster. Forecasters, they believe very strongly by June 16th, we're going to have a storm or two.
I don't doubt storm that for a second.
I don't think they're going
to
be strong.
There's but science to back it. So yeah. Obviously, but I mean, truly, this is. We've been talking about this for the last few weeks. This is. Well, we can't say it yet. This will likely be the first time in 8 years we have not had a preseason storm.
We still have a little time. I could see how it does it, by the way. The last day.
Oh, my gosh.
I could see that on. I could see it. So it's a close call. It's a close call. I don't think it will because I think it's going to take a little longer.
Yeah.
But that area, Gulf of Mexico, Northwest Caribbean, watch that mid to late next week. First, underneath the belly of the high, makes you laugh. And then because of the trough setting up there a week from now. So something's going to go there.
You know why it makes me laugh?
Why?
Every time you say under the belly of the high, the only thought that goes through my head is how much I really want pork belly.
You know what the sad thing is?
What's that?
For some reason, I knew that.
Of course you did. I figured you probably think pork belly. All I want to do is eat.
Never had that, by the way. Here, it's delicious.
Melts in your mouth. It's so good. Yeah. Honestly, maybe that's what I'll do after work today.
Well, one can only hope. Let us know how it goes.
I will.
All right, make sure you download the AccuWeather app. We'll keep you updated. Again, lots of stuff going on in the hurricane season. It starts in less than a week. Look out late next week. We have severe weather across the southeast, severe weather in the mid-Atlantic tomorrow before we finally dry things out over the weekend. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.